I want to track through some of the recent developments in clinical research in breast cancer and how they're affecting patient care on a daily level. You mentioned the fact that fortunately most women nowadays are being diagnosed through mammography, have early lesions. And I want to talk about, I guess, perhaps the most common clinical presentation of breast cancer today, which is the patient who has an ER-positive tumor, HER2 is negative, since most of them are HER2 negative, and then node negative. A typical scenario, the lower risk patient with an ER-positive tumor. There's been a lot of controversy and discussion about whether these women need chemotherapy or whether they can just receive hormonal therapy alone. I want to talk to you also about the hormonal therapy. But in terms of the chemotherapy issue, one of the things that's come about is the evolution of the Oncotype DX assay that's done on tumor tissue. Can you talk about how that gets integrated into the clinical management of these patients at Hopkins?
I think the women that are in what we call a gray area, where we don't know what the true benefit is of chemotherapy, there's kind of a flip of the coin that the risks and benefits may actually be equal. Being able to have an additional prognostic test such as Oncotype DX has given us one more tool in helping to answer that question, and patients very much have embraced getting that additional information. So that rather than saying to the patient, you decide if you want to do chemotherapy or not, which I think is a heck of a situation to place a patient in, so you're saying, I have no medical background, I don't want to choose, please tell me what you would do, that by doing the Oncotype DX test on their breast cancer cells, it gives us one more piece of information as to what is the probability that this is a breast cancer that would have a tendency to want to recur. And so if she has an elevated score, it makes her feel more comfortable in knowing, I think I am doing the right thing then by embarking on doing chemotherapy. I think the tougher patient population are those that have very negative feelings about chemotherapy. They just see it as poison, not of benefit. And they'll say, my sentinel node was negative. Doesn't matter if I have a 2.5 centimeter tumor that's hormone receptor negative. I don't think I need anything because obviously the disease was only in my breast and wasn't elsewhere. And having them understand that we can't hang our hat 100% on the sentinel node, that that disease still has the capability of traveling if it so chose to do so, whether that be through lymphatics or through blood vessels. To what degree does she want to play Russian roulette? Some women are risk takers and they'll say, I'm going to take the risk and not do any further treatment. Other ones will say, for a 1% benefit climbing up the survival curve, I'll do anything you will give me. So finding out up front, is she the type to want to do the minimum and not be a worrywart, or is she the type that says, throw the kitchen sink at me because I want to feel confident 10 years from now if the disease came back, I had done everything I could do, that I'm not going to feel guilty and say what if, and that hindsight is 20/20. We do know that women diagnosed, most of them do go through the natural grieving process, first shock of can't believe that it's happened to them, which I think is very common, and denial then that it's happened to them of can you have another doctor look at the pathology to make sure that really is cancer? Can you have somebody else also look at that mammogram and agree that's a spiculated mass? And then start the phase of, well, let me get more information about this. They need to gather their support team, and we want them to gather that early on until they do reach a point of, I am accepting that I have this disease, and my mission is to be able to say I had the disease. And for some, that can take a day, a week. For others, they may never quite get there. You know, there still are, unfortunately, snake oil websites, is what I call them out there, that for $59.95, we can cure you of your breast cancer, is what they say. And women in desperation will say, ah, here's the hidden secret as to how breast cancer can be cured. I don't have to have all these other medicines and such that they say I have to have. I'll drink this potion and cancel the rest of my appointments. And these are even well-educated women that do this, and that tells me that they are just in such a state of denial that we need to spend a lot more time with them and having them overcome reality and say, this is real and the snake oil isn't. We want to get you better, so work with us, not against us.